The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. This coming Saturday would have been the 100th birthday of Woody Guthrie, born in Oklahoma, 1912. And the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival has created a tribute concert with about 20 local singer-guitarists, many of them songwriters in their own right, who are going to do a lot of Guthrie's music from 8 o'clock on Saturday at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign. Todd Durnell is the fellow who has organized this event and will be talking with us about Guthrie, and also we'll be sharing some of his recorded music and also some recordings that others have made, interestingly, out of songs that he never recorded. And then we have one of the singers, a very young singer, who is going to be participating in the concert. He'll be doing some live things for us. His name is Justin Rondon. That is today's show. I hope you'll stick around. A tribute to Woody Guthrie on Live and Local.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. California to the New York Island, even the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
That was Woodrow Wilson, Woody Guthrie, born on July 14th, 1912. Doing one of his signature songs, This Land Is Your Land, of course. And he is one of the icons of folk music and politics to a certain extent in the United States. Died in 1967, tragically, of Huntington's disorder, Huntington's disease. Left us with a legacy, including his son Arlo, who of course is one of our great folk singers as well, and of many people who influenced either directly or indirectly. Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Bob Dylan, of course. They in turn have influenced others, and his influence sort of goes endlessly. And it is because of his great legacy and contributions to Americana that the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival has decided to do a nice tribute to him on Saturday in downtown Champaign. Todd Durnell has assembled 20-some songwriters themselves, most of them songwriters themselves, yes. Certainly singers, guitarists, who are going to do songs by Guthrie. Starting at 8 o'clock on Saturday. And we have one of them with us. We'll be hearing live in the studio in a little bit, Justin Rondon. But first, Todd, thanks for coming in. Thanks for organizing this event.
Thank you for having me.
Was this your idea? Was this your brainchild, essentially? And
yeah, I was on the internet. I'm always on the internet. Just playing around, and I'm part of the Champaign Folk and Roots Festival, Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, and we were looking for fundraisers for, you know, the Folk and Roots Festival that's coming up in November, and I've found out that Woody's 100th birthday was this year, and I was like, well, that's a perfect idea right there, and so I started contacting all of my musician friends, and at first, it didn't look like it was going to happen because there's a big wedding on that day of one of the local musicians. And, of course, this is a very tight group of musicians here in Champaign. And when a friend's getting married, of course, you're going to the wedding. So at first, I was like, I don't think this is going to happen. And then all of a sudden, email after email after email came in, and it's happening.
It seems like an event that I would think that communities all over the country must be doing.
Yeah, there's several big events that are planned for Saturday. So,
So what was the big deal about Guthrie from what you've been learning? I mean, when if you listen to him sing, you kind of think, I think, oh, okay, he's kind of an okay singer. But it's obviously not just his singing. It's the songs that he wrote. It's the things that he said.
Well, exactly. He was the voice of the people at the time. He literally sang. He traveled this country at a time when there wasn't television. There wasn't mass media that made people immediately famous like there is now. And so he literally traveled the country by rail. He would go from town to town. He would learn about people and what they were going through, and he wrote it down in words and sang it. And by doing that, he became famous. He was just an amazing human. He really was.
What was there that led him to start doing that himself? I mean, not everybody went in the face of turmoil decides to write down songs.
I think he, when he was a child, he went through a lot of major, major things that you would think would destroy one's self-worth. His family, his mother, also had Huntington's chorea. And so at a very young age, he was thrown into a turmoil at his home. He was born into this family that was somewhat prominent. His dad was a successful businessman, owned a bunch of land, and he ran for office. His father ran for office. But his mother became ill when Woody was, around 5 years old. And from that point on, Woody always feared that he was going to have the same disease. And so he would go to the library and just delve himself into psychology in particular was his big thing. And so when, he wrote about the people, he was basically putting stuff into words. He was viewing their psychology. He was viewing their psyche. He was writing down things that weren't written at that time. And it brought to the public the struggles of the Dust Bowl migrant, the union laborer who was on strike. He was the first true artist who brought music to the movements that were going on at the time. He was the first protest singer, I guess you could say. So,
what did he have to protest? I mean, if he's in this, sort of upper middle class family, you'd think, oh, he's set. What's he got to complain
about?
Well,
his family lost everything. His family lost everything in the Depression. So, and with his mother's condition, his mother set a couple of house fires, unfortunately, one that killed his sister, and then the final one that finally they had to put her away, burned his father terribly bad, from his shoulders to his waist. So from that point on, Woody was constantly on the move. He never could settle. And so that kind of led to when he first got married with his first wife. And he was the type of person, he was always traveling around, always writing stuff down, everything that he saw. He literally has thousands of lyrics that have gone unpublished for years because he was so prolific. He wrote down everything, lyrics, songs, prose. He would sketch stuff. But he actually started as a late teen, he would paint signs. He was a sign painter. That was his profession when he first left home. And what ultimately happened was that one night his brushes disappeared. They were stolen or they just disappeared and he couldn't find them. And he had his guitar with him and he pulled out his guitar and he basically sang for his supper. And that led to he realized that he could make more money singing than painting signs. So,
and you have a couple of sentences here in the press release you wrote regarding this concert on Saturday. Quote, Guthrie was there with the Oki migrants. He was there on the picket lines with the union laborers. He was there protesting for peace but supporting the troops as they marched off to war. So he just, I mean, once he found the singing bug, I guess, and found what an influence, what a positive influence it could have on
There was always music in the Guthrie family growing up, and he learned how to play guitar from his aunts and uncles. His aunts and uncles would come over, and they'd have a family band, and so there was always music growing up. So it wasn't like it was just all of a sudden, but it was the fact that he never really used it to perform until this crazy thing happened, you know, where he lost his brushes, and from that point on he was a singer.
We've got something else queued up of his. What is it and how does it
fit? I believe the next song we've got is the Wilco Billy Bragg. About 20 years ago, Nora Guthrie opened up some of the vaults. Yeah, his daughter, Nora Guthrie, opened up the vaults of his lyrics, and she asked a bunch of contemporary musicians to write music to Woody's lyrics. Woody would write these songs, and unfortunately, he did not write music. He would compose music on his guitar, but unless the songs were recorded, we don't know what he would actually sing with the music. So all these years later, Nora Guthrie has opened up the vaults and she's asked contemporary singer-songwriters to write new music for his lyrics. And the first batch of those were the Mermaid Avenue albums that Billy Bragg and Wilco put together. And they came out about 15, 20 years ago. So I think the song that we've got queued up is, I don't even remember what song it is. But anyways, it's absolutely stunning song. So
what Mike says, Way Over Yonder.
Way Over Yonder in the minor key. Yes, yes. And that song is actually going to be performed by Michael Meadows on Saturday night.
And we are talking about this Woody Guthrie tribute concert that's going to be in at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign on Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday, Saturday, starting at 8 o'clock. And here's Billy Bragg and Wilco in their setting of a lyric by Woody Guthrie.
I lived in a place called Ofuski. Ain't nobody that can sing like me.
Way Over Yonder in a minor key, the name of the song with the lyric by Woody Guthrie and the music from Billy Bragg and Wilco, with Natalie Merchant also in the backing vocals, from what, one or more CDs?
They actually recorded two albums, Mermaid Avenue, and then this year for the 100th anniversary, they released a third in a box set collection.
All of these setting lyrics by Woody Guthrie.
Yes.
And it'll be Woody's 100th birthday on Saturday, Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, presenting a tribute concert starting at 8 o'clock at Mike and Molly's. And we'll have one of the performers, one of the numerous performers, local performers participating, coming up here in a little bit on Live and Local, talking with Todd Durnell, who's the organizer of the event. Today's broadcast on FM 90.9 is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. What, Todd, was Woody Guthrie, was he ever a concert performer?
Oh, yeah. Initially, no, but then as he became more and more famous, yes. And in fact, in 1940, he was asked to be part of a John Steinbeck relief concert for the migrant workers of Oklahoma and the Southwest who ended up migrating over to California after a bad Dust Bowl swept through and or dust storm swept through and ruined their land. And so it was in the middle of the Depression and people didn't have anywhere to go, and they headed towards California where the land was a little more secure and they could farm. So John Steinbeck, of course, wrote The Grapes of Wrath, and he put together this concert. And this concert was where Woody met Pete Seeger. He met Alan Lomax. And basically, this concert represents the start of contemporary American folk music because of this union that formed with him and Pete Seeger becoming best friends. And Alan Lomax recorded the first of Guthrie's recordings. So,
and then, of course, went on to mentor other people, younger people who got the folk music bug, I guess.
Yes.
Bob Dylan, probably most famously.
Yes, Bob Dylan, Phil Oakes, Ramblin' Jack Elliott. And then, in turn, those people influenced people like John Mellencamp and Bruce Springsteen and Billy Bragg and Wilco, as we heard. And Joe Strummer of the Clash was very highly influenced by Guthrie, Elvis Costello, Tom Petty. So you can easily say that you wouldn't have some of these musicians without Woody Guthrie. So,
and we have him doing something on his own next. Would this be one of the recordings that Alan Lomax did?
This is one of the recordings from the Dust Bowl collection, yes. So the first recordings that he put together were called the Dust Bowl collection, and they were actually subsidized through he was asked after The Grapes of Wrath came out to put together an album about the migrant workers. And of course, he was involved in that whole situation anyway, coming from Oklahoma. And he was actually there when a huge dust storm rolled through. And so it was very easy for him to put together this collection. And it's actually known as the first concept album. So in that way, it's influenced American music and popular music in general, too.
And hence one of his nicknames as the Dust Bowl Troubadour.
The Dust Bowl Troubadour, yes.
Here's Woody Guthrie on Live and Local.
Back in 1927, I had a little farm and I called that heaven. Well, the price is up and the rain come down. Some of these here politicians could have seen through it.
Woody Guthrie from what's called the Dust Bowl collection of recordings made by Alan Lomax relatively early in Guthrie's career. Not that he had a very long career. He was stricken with Huntington's chorea fairly early, in his 30s, and died when he was 55 in 1967. But more to the point, he was born in 1912 on the 14th of July. Well, the 100th anniversary of that date is coming up on Saturday, and in tribute, the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival will be presenting a concert featuring about 20 local singer-songwriters reproducing some of Guthrie's own music. And Todd Durnell, who's been with us on the program, is the organizer of that event. And among the people who he recruited to perform are some surprisingly young musicians. Surprising to me, because I just think Woody Guthrie, you know, sort of old-style folk musician who some of these kids wouldn't even have heard of. And yet, we have Justin Rondon here, who is all of 19, freshman at San Diego State, went to Central High School, and somehow or another got involved in this program. So I guess, Todd, I'll ask you first, how did you know about Justin and what attracted you to him for this concert?
Well, I met Justin back in December, I think, or January. Yeah. He was doing an open mic at Cowboy Monkey on a Tuesday night. And
must have been home for Christmas break.
Yeah, he was home for Christmas break. And he totally blew me away. I was with my friend Justin Kessel, who's also playing the show on Saturday. And we were both like, oh, my goodness, this kid is amazing. So I pulled him aside and I said, hey, in the summer when you come back, you know, for summer break, you've got to do some shows. Because I book Tuesday nights at the Clark Bar. I put together a singer-songwriter collective. So I said, you've got to do some of the Tuesday night shows. And sure enough, he's done a couple of them now.
Yeah, two so far.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we'll try to get you one more before you go back. Yeah. And so that's how I met Justin. And he's just incredible, singer-songwriter, and writes his own songs, and they're great. Incorporates a little scat and hip-hop.
Yeah, a little scat, a little hip-hop.
Yeah, yeah.
Working on some trumpet now.
Some trumpet to go while you play guitar at the same time.
Oh, no. Well, I want to invest in a looping pedal so then I can do that, but...
So did you have an attraction for Woody Guthrie's music before Todd asked you to get involved in this concert?
Well, actually not so much. I'm pretty into Bob Dylan, and I've known some Woody Guthrie songs like This Land Is Your Land since I was a kid, and I didn't really look up much on Woody Guthrie until Todd told me about the Centennial show. So, but I really enjoy his music, and I've been starting to listen to it now.
Have you been doing the singer-songwriter thing for a while, or just since you got into college?
I've always been doing music since about fifth grade when I started playing trumpet, and I did trumpet through middle school and stopped in high school. And I originally just started playing guitar because all my friends play guitar, and I felt left out when they would play guitar and I wouldn't. So I started playing, and I started singing, mostly just because I wanted to make little funny songs, and then I kind of got a little serious about it. So I've been doing guitar for about 3.5 years now and singing for 1 to 2 years, I'm not sure.
And the funny songs, as you say, got a little bit...
Yeah, they got a little bit too silly. So I started writing real songs, I guess.
Well, we may hear a sample of those, but did you pick the Guthrie songs you're going to do on Saturday, or did Todd suggest them to you, or how?
One of them I suggested. I'm wanting him to do a duet with Emily Otness, who is also another young singer-songwriter here in town, and that's from a Janatha Brooke CD that came out 2 years ago called The Works. And she does this song called All You Gotta Do Is Touch Me. And it's just a cute little song. And so I thought the two of them would be perfect together doing that song. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to also do a little more politically charged song of Woody Guthrie's called All You Fascists Bound to Lose. And then one that's not by Woody Guthrie, but it's for Woody Guthrie by Bob Dylan. It's called Song for Woody.
Seems appropriate enough. Well, we haven't really talked much about his politics other than that he was involved in things, you know, getting into that. So why don't we just launch into the fascist song?
All right. This is a nice little song about fascists.
Fascists bound to lose. It's people of every color marching side by side, march across this land where a million fascists are. You bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose. All you fascists bound to lose. All you fascists bound to lose. All you fascists bound to lose. You bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose. Race hatred cannot stop us, and this one thing I know: these greed and trim coat laws and no men, they gotta go. You bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose. All you fascists bound to lose. All you fascists bound to lose. And I said, all you fascists bound to lose. You bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose. Oh, I'm going into battle. Oh, take my union gun. Going in this world, and I will fight until it's won. You bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose. All you fascists bound to lose. All you fascists bound to lose. All you fascists bound to lose. You bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose. Yeah. All you fascists bound to lose. And I say, all you fascists bound to lose. Oh, all you fascists bound to lose. You bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose.
Justin Rondon. So Todd indicated earlier that unless a song of Woody Guthrie's was recorded by him, we didn't know what tune he would have done his lyrics to. Mm-hmm. Was this one that was a tune of his, or was this a tune of somebody else's?
Oh, this was his, and I believe he recorded it. I just found it on YouTube when I was looking up some Woody Guthrie stuff.
But also, Billy Bragg and Wilco did record it too on their CD. So, yeah.
To his tune.
To his tune, I believe so.
To his own tune. So, what does somebody of 19 take away from a song like that?
Well, I mean, I'm not super into politics, but take it as a fascist or bound to lose. It's pretty much the number one thing I take from that. But
well, it is repeated a lot.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's just you know, it's a really old song, and I don't know exactly when it was written, but I want to say during, you know, the World War II era.
I mean, is that something that you look at as an old song, and so it's curious for that reason, or are there elements of whether either that song or other things that Woody Guthrie has done that you're finding some inspiration from, at least now that you've discovered him a little bit?
I'd say it was more of, like you said, it was just historically interesting to me. And that's why I picked up that song, because I felt if anyone wrote a song called All You Fascists Bound to Lose Today, that would be pretty interesting.
They must be all right.
Yeah, back when he wrote that, I'm sure it was very inspirational to
us. It was a lot more charged.
Yeah, very, probably. Very politically.
You said that you've had some interest in Bob Dylan.
Yeah, yeah.
In what way?
Well, actually, my friend, for a long time, my friend Adam is a really big Bob Dylan fan. His middle name's actually Dylan because I think his parents named it after Bob Dylan. So he's always been telling me about Bob Dylan, and it wasn't until, I want to say last year, I started listening to a lot of Bob Dylan, and then I picked up a set of harmonicas, and I've got hair like Bob Dylan, and I have glasses like Bob Dylan.
You got hair like Woody Guthrie, too.
Yeah. And I started playing a lot of Bob Dylan songs when I would busk out in San Diego, because there are a lot of people like Bob Dylan, and his songs are really good busking songs.
So you brought a harmonica anyway.
Oh, yeah. I've got a bundle of them.
Well, how many of them were you planning to use?
Just two or one.
And what were you planning to use it for?
A Bob Dylan song.
Why don't we hear it?
All right. I'm sure a lot of people will know this song. This is one of Bob's pretty famous songs, at least to me. And it's a song called Mr. Tambourine Man. This was the first Bob Dylan song I think I ever heard, so I feel like that's why it stuck with me. But here it goes.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning I go following you. Yeah, yeah. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I'm branded on my feet. I have no one to meet in the ancient empty streets, too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. Not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle mornings I go following you. Yeah. I follow you anywhere. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped, I have no feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spell my way, I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. And oh hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle mornings I go following you, yeah. play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle mornings I go following, following you. Spinning, swinging madly across the sun. It's not aimed at anyone, it's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. It's just a shadow that you're seeing that he's chasing. Oh, hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. And hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song.
Justin Rondon and, well, Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. I'm sure you recognize that song, a song of Bob Dylan's, that you're going to be doing that song on Saturday, or that's just a...
I don't think so. I mean, I can, but I was going to do the Woody Guthrie songs then.
Sure. Well, yeah, we're talking today on Live and Local about Woody Guthrie in advance of his 100th birthday on Saturday, and about this show that the Champaign Urbana Folk and Roots Festival is presenting in tribute with about 20 different singer-songwriters who are going to be doing songs of his or songs related to him in some way. I imagine there are
right. I think there's only a couple of people who are doing related to. Justin's going to do Bob Dylan's song for Woody, and I believe Edward Birch is doing a Phil Oakes song called Bound for Glory. So...
And also on the list, Jeff Arrigo, who's been on this show a couple times, and Clements.
And Clements.
Clements. Yeah. John Coppice would be here tomorrow. William Dicker, Kevin Elliott, also be here tomorrow. How does he say his name? John Heffler?
Yeah, Heffler.
Kirby Jays, Justin Kessel, you mentioned earlier. Rick Kubitz and Terry Bush performing. Michael Meadows, you mentioned. Colin Murphy, also another young fellow. Margaret O'Brien, Emily Otness. Who is just has just finished her senior year of high school. Sam Payne has been on here a few times with Corn Desert Ramblers.
Yeah, I don't think Sam's going to do the show anymore.
Oh, he's not going to be on there?
Yeah.
R.J. Rosenstein and...
I have not heard from those guys.
So I'm better not read the rest of the list. So Gloria Rubel will be there, right?
Gloria Rubel will be there, and Cliff Stoker. Is going to be there.
So the list is in flux according to whether or not they're going to that wedding you mentioned earlier.
yeah, big wedding. So,
yeah. But it's like, you know, 2.5-3 hours or more.
Yeah, it'll probably be about 3 hours of music.
Starting at 8 o'clock on Saturday at Mike and Molly's in Champaign. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast today is made possible in part by the Metropolitan Opera, presenting an encore series of opera performances in high definition at neighborhood theaters. On Wednesday, July 11th, the Met in HD presents Offenbach's The Tales of Hoffmann. For more information, visit metopera.org. Since we have said that virtually all these people are going to be playing on Saturday are singer-songwriters in their own right, as is Justin, and since we've got you here, I'm kind of curious to know what of your own you might like to do with this for us that maybe has some connection, either if not a connection to Woody Guthrie, since he's a recent discovery for you, but, you know, maybe has, you could say, has influence from older style folk singers.
Yeah, I've got a couple, or I can do a few.
Well, let's start with one and see where we are at that point.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just trying to think of which one I want to do, because I got a couple of folky sounding ones. I got one that I wrote with my aunt. I'm gonna do this one. Yeah, this is a pretty good sounding one. My aunt Mary Hayes. I hope she's listening. Hi, Aunt Mary. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Monica. It's called Breakfast for the Bee. And she's been asking me to record it for her for a while. Breakfast for the Bee. Yeah, it's you'll get it when I sing the song. It's about life and death and stuff, but in a very pleasant, happy way. And so I recorded it for her, and we kind of collaborated on it a little bit. And here it goes. It's called Breakfast for the Bee.
Bee hide for my tombstone, no formaldehyde for me. I just sprinkle seeds of clover, I'll be breakfast for the bee. See, I've lived my life in cycles, and this is just one more. I'll be waiting for the morning to arrive. Oh, I'll be waiting for the morning to arrive. Bee will take me round the bend, and then she will return, collecting her sweet nectar for the hive. And even though I'll soon be gone, soon somewhere I'll return, for forever is forever alive. I wanna be high for my tombstone, no formaldehyde for me. Just sprinkle seeds of clover, I'll be breakfast for the bee. See, I've lived my life in cycles, and this one's the one for me. I'll be waiting for the morning to arrive. Oh, I'll be waiting for the morning to arrive. Only cry a little, and just for the beauty, for the clover will make seeds of us all. And the bee will keep the cycle, and the sun will rise again, and someone will remember my song. As it goes, oh, ooh, oh, honey, don't cry, cause you'll fly again. Oh, ooh, oh, honey, don't cry, cause you'll fly again. And it goes, oh, ooh, oh, honey, don't cry, cause you'll fly again. And it goes, oh, high for my tombstone, no formaldehyde for me. Just sprinkle seeds of clover, I'll be breakfast for the bee. For I've lived my life in cycles, and this one's the one for me. I'll be waiting for the morning to arrive. It was oh, ooh, oh. I'll be waiting for the morning to arrive. I broke a string.
Yeah, I saw that. Now, if you were a soloist with the symphony orchestra playing the violin, the concertmaster would have just handed you his violin or her violin, and you'd have just carried right on. But
man, yeah, it happens.
Has it happened before?
All the time.
Oh, all
really?
The time it happens to guitarists.
Yeah, all the time.
Kirby Jays.
It's actually the first I've seen it for some reason.
You got to ask Kirby Jays. He breaks a string every time he plays.
Wow. You got another one with you?
Maybe, no, maybe not. Not on hand. These are actually brand new strings. It shouldn't have happened.
Justin Rondon here, live on Live and Local. This is called Live Radio, and so these things do happen. You can't exactly edit that out with his own song called Breakfast for the Bee. And he's going to be performing on a tribute to Woody Guthrie on his 100th birthday on Saturday, a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival with a whole lot of other people who we mentioned earlier are going to be on that program. Let me mention, and that happens starting at 8 o'clock at Mike and Molly's downtown Champaign. Let me mention some other performances going on in our listening area the next couple of days, including one tonight at the Iron Post in Champaign. We'd actually hoped to have this fellow with us today, and travel issues prevented that from happening. Ralph White, whom Tom Torino describes as a eclectic gonzo Americana musician, he on his own website says avant-garde folk Cajun African musician. He is not African or even African American for that matter, but that's his own description. Plays lots of different kinds of things, banjo especially, violin, button accordion, kalimba. And he's going to be with guitarist Josh Burkett at the Iron Post tonight at 7 o'clock. That's in downtown Urbana. The Decatur Municipal Band is playing at Central Park Bandstand in Decatur tonight at 7 o'clock. It's Winds on the Prairie Flute Concert at the Old State Capitol in Springfield. The first of two performances happens 5 minutes from now at 1 o'clock, and then another one at 3 o'clock. Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan is presenting How I Became a Pirate in its Young Audiences series. That's at 10:30 tomorrow morning. And then their quote-unquote adult series features Gilbert and Sullivan's The Pirates of Penzance, which I went and saw on Saturday. It's a good show. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. In fact, we'll be having a preview of that show on Wednesday's program. The Brian Chobin Jazz Quintet is at Withers Park in Bloomington Wednesday morning at 11:30. The Illinois Shakespeare Festival is underway. They're presenting a Comedy of Errors in its Theater for Young Audiences series. That'll be at Ewing Manor in Bloomington Wednesday 10 in the morning. The Diary of Anne Frank continues at the Summer Studio Theater at the Krannert Center in Urbana Wednesday night at 7:30. And Tom Irwin and Jeff Ryan are at Bob's Butternut Hut in Springfield, where they seem to be regularly Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. Lots of other things going on, but that at least takes us to Wednesday.
I've got a show Tuesday night, too. Morgan O'Ryan and Paper Lantern, who are touring in from Nashville. They'll be playing the Clark Bar on Tuesday night.
At the Clark Bar in Champaign?
Yep.
We don't have all your shows there, Todd. You're going to have to let us know.
I've got one every Tuesday night. So. I'm bringing back Eva Hunter. So she's coming on the 24th.
24th of July also at the Clark Bar.
She's going to be playing with Emily Otness.
Okay. So. Oh, that'll be a great
nice
pairing. Well, you are listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. I want to say thanks to Justin Rondon for coming in and performing for us on today's show. Good luck on Saturday. Bring an extra string or two or three.
or a whole pack,
just in case. And thanks especially to Todd Durnell for organizing this event and also putting me in touch with Justin and other performers. We'll be having another feature on the Woody Guthrie tribute tomorrow with Kevin Elliott and
John Coppice.
Yeah. And we've got another Guthrie tune
queued up
now, and this is another in the series of people taking Guthrie's lyrics and making songs out of them.
Yes. Well, originally Nora had asked Jay Farrar to record 20 years ago, right after Uncle Tupelo broke up, and Jay was in the process of forming Sunvolt and had other things going on. So, but he got to it this year for the 100th anniversary, and the CD is called New Multitudes, and it's absolutely stunning. So, and I think I've got the first track of it queued up. So,
Jay Farrar with lyric by Woody Guthrie.
Yes.
Jay's own music.
Yes.
Heard on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Out from under you. Always keep your mind clear. Let your plans come out of mistakes. These are the plans and nothing can tear down. Made out of things that have already been torn down. Whatever you do and wherever you go, don't lose your grip on life and that means. Knock your dreamer and your hoping machine. Music is the language of the mind that travels. It carries the key to the laws of time and space. Lonesome train whistling down the silent wail of wind. Life is the sound, creation has been a song.